Heyo, it's Friday. It's the Morning Mix. I'm Christy Dilloway, and I'm joined by my guest co-host, Dave, the all-new Dave Show, DJ Dave. What are you going by these days? Dave in the Park.
Wednesday afternoon with Dave. That's flexible, because then if I do Saturday morning, I can do Saturday morning with Dave.
You could be a different guy on Saturday.
I could be.
Well, JW's on assignment, so I thank you for joining me and co-hosting on the Morning Mix with me today, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Today's show is going to be a great one. As always, our musical guest in the studio is Colton Hood. He is new to our show, and we're excited to meet him and get to talk to him and hear some of his music. We're also going to talk to Johnny Gallo from Stirrin' Dirt Racing.
Wow.
They produce the Wasatch Wipeout Demolition Derby, which is this weekend. It's today and tomorrow. Have you ever been to a Demolition Derby?
I went to the Summit County Fair Demolition Derby 5 years ago, and it was really amazing. I got there in time for the Powder Puff Round.
Ooh. Oh.
The whim.
Good question. Pinky Tuscadero.
Ah.
References for people of the certain age. But I want to know all about, like, rules, no rules, tactics, strategies, whatever. So we'll talk to him about 9:15. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour, let you know everything that's going on this weekend. And then at 9:40, we're going to be joined by Martin Sexton, musician, songwriter, legend, performing at Egyptian Theater this weekend. So he's coming in to talk to us. And we'll have music from Colton Hood throughout the hour.
Fantastic.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned after a couple of underwriters, which start right now.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Join us at the annual KPCW Colesport Back Alley Bash, a local's favorite for over 25 years. Free live music by Joy and Eric and Sin City Soul. Adult beverages from General Distributing and High West. Food from Butchers, Bridge Cafe, Devonza's, and Kumbaya Kitchen. It's all on the Townlift Plaza Friday, August 16th from 5 to 9. Remember to take the bus, ride your bike, or carpool.
Martin Sexton is an American singer-songwriter touring in support of his 9th studio release, Mixtape of the Open Road, which has garnered much critical acclaim. Martin Sexton will be performing at the Egyptian Theater July 26th through the 28th with reduced-price tickets Friday. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or 855-745-SHOW. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
This is the Morning Mix, where we always present a live local musical guest. And our guest today is Colton Hood. He's new to our show. He's new to the area. He's making a big splash in the music scene. And in fact, another musician wrote me a direct email and said, you got to get this guy on. So I love that kind of referral. Please keep them coming. Welcome to the show, Colton.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What is it like coming new to the community and trying to get involved?
It's refreshing. It's good. It's nice. It's kind of, you know, you go somewhere new, you have a fresh start, you get to recreate yourself and introduce to new people and new things, and it's been good.
What are you running from?
Oh, man.
Don't answer you that know. On air. I think you're playing locally this weekend, right? Aren't you playing? Mm-hmm. Are you a strolling musician at the Silly Market?
Yeah, I'll be there at Silly Market on Sunday.
Are you actually strolling? I mean, that was the listing on their site. Or do you sit somewhere?
I'll be standing.
Okay.
I'll be busking.
In a fixed location?
Yes.
With a hat or a guitar case in front of you?
That's right. You
or
got
a
it.
Peanut jar? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Yeah, good. Wow.
Well, why don't you intro your first song? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this song is called Drown, and I wrote it in 2015, recorded and released it in 2017, and it's a little bit about how sometimes the things that you like aren't always good for you, and sometimes the things that are good for you, you're not always going to like.
All right.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Live on the Morning Mix, Colton Hood.
Anyone who looks past my smile considers my eyes will surprisingly find I am always the darker days trying to find a way within the pools of light, which is how you know just where to go to keep from falling under, which is how you know we are lovers, we are love, we are lovers. Please just leave me, please don't bring me down, cause I can't stand to see you. Please just leave here, please don't put me out, cause I can't stand to see
Fall.
I like that it drowned me out as opposed to somebody's.
Christy, unfortunately, you'll have to use that.
Yeah.
Check, that's check.
Why,
am I on?
Yeah,
that's your
why
usual thing.
We're upgrading the station this summer later. It's all going to be so beautiful in the fall.
You mean so that I'll have a microphone that
everybody,
works?
Everybody
gets a microphone?
All the reporters, the office staff, everybody's going to be on mic 24/7.
Oh, okay.
What a station.
Please pledge during the pledge drive so we can all get our own microphones that work.
Right on. Hey, that was just delightful.
Thank you.
Colton, fantastic, right?
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the inspiration for the song?
The very first few lines came from a book. Well, not came directly from a book, but were inspired by a book. It's called House of Leaves, and it's this book that's about this house that is alive, and there was just these two lines in the book that I was like, that sounds amazing, and it just
and as soon as you read those two lines, did you like write them down in your notebook and then dwell on them, or was it like they stuck with you for a long time and you just like, how does that process work for you?
Well, it's different every time with this song specifically. It was I read those two lines and I go, that has so much meaning to it for me specifically. And from there, I was just like, I need to do something with it. And I just went to work.
Nice.
Fab. Well, we're going to hear an underwriter before moving to the Demolition Derby discussion.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Okay, here on the Morning Mix on KPCW, we want to tell you that in Park City, it's 60 degrees right now. Christy, it's like we got through the dog day of summer.
How did you deal with that heat?
I know. For one day, well, that's a mountain town, right? It's not the dog days. We get that one hot day where it's like 92.
A little longer than
maybe
one day.
I know, but I think it's a good line, right?
Okay.
Okay. And guess what, kids out there? It's going to be this kind of unsettled weather pattern until Sunday when it turns beautiful again. So you can expect some heavy rains and scattered showers and isolated stuff until Saturday night when it clears off. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, just beautiful, in the 80s. But still with great sleeping weather at night. Down in Heber City, it's a few degrees warmer as usual, and they have the same projection. So Saturday, isolated thunder showers. Is the Demolition Derby Saturday or Sunday?
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it could be a little mud bog Demolition Derby action.
Ooh, that's probably really good. Yeah, that's a good question.
Because Johnny has done monster trucks before, so he must know about the mud bogs. When he gets on the line with us.
Okay. Mud bogs.
Mud bog monster trucks. The most amazing thing I ever saw in New York was in Madison Square Garden.
Wait.
What?
Let's preface that. The most amazing thing you saw in New York City.
Well, living there in the 80s, was I got a tour of Madison Square Garden, and they were setting up for mud bog monster trucks on the fourth floor of a building in Manhattan because performance level is the fourth floor of the Madison Square Garden building.
Okay.
So you can imagine they were loading
in. So it's still street level.
Dump trucks. No, four floors up.
You go up. Okay.
You go up.
Well, you could be street level four because all the other floors go down.
True.
Okay.
This was like four floors above the streets of Manhattan. They're bringing in gondolas filled with dirt so they can mud them up so they can have monster trucks on the fourth floor of a building in Manhattan. I just think that's fantastic.
It would be tricky cleaning that up.
Now that we've talked about that with us, we don't have to cover it with Johnny. Let's bring him on. Okay, here we go.
Our next guest is Johnny Gallo, who is from Stirrin Dirt Racing. They are producers of the Wasatch Wipeout Demolition Derby, which opens the Wasatch County Fair Days. It's tonight and tomorrow night for the Wipeout. Some tickets were left as of the time that I wrote this up for Friday. You want to check out stirrindirtracing.com or the Wasatch County Fair Days for tickets. Johnny, are you with us?
I am.
I'm really excited to talk to you because Demolition Derby is like, it's a fun thing to watch, but then if you're not really in the world of it, there's just a lot of questions. Like my first question would be, are there rules? It's hard to tell.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of rules broken. But, each Demolition Derby has its own unique set of rules that the drivers have to build to qualify. No different than NASCAR or any other motorized sports. There's rules, and as they build, they try and get away with what they can, and it's kind of a game between drivers and the inspection crew to find what they did and make them correct it. But it's very safe. Like I said, this is kind of we call this our iron rule, so it's a little heavier build than what you see mostly. There's different builds such as stock, chain, heavy iron, and then pretty much anything in between.
What about once they get in the arena? Are the rules then, like, that the spectator can observe?
The rules for every derby are the same. You have a hit rule, which in our case tonight will be a minute 30. So you have a minute 30 to make a hit legal or you're disqualified. But when you say you don't know what the idea of demolition derby is, it is very simple. When you go to a hockey game, what are you looking for? The hit. When you watch football, what do you want? The hit. When you watch NASCAR, you want the crash. Here you have a crash and a hit every 3-4 seconds, and it's crazy. Our only rule in the arena is you cannot hit the driver's door. Other than that, everything's fair game, and the guys that drive really well, there's a strategy to it. Every car is built different. Every car is made different. We use mostly old Detroit iron from the 70s, and each brand, GM, Ford, Chrysler, have their strengths and weaknesses, and the good drivers know what those are, and that's what they attack to try and take out the competitor.
How are the cars customized? I went to the Summit County Demolition Derby 5 years ago, first time ever. Fantastic. Do you have to reinforce around the engine or move the radiator to the back so it doesn't get hit right away? Or how does
it? No, like I said, every derby has its own set of rules. From a safety standpoint, inside the seating area where the driver is pretty standard no matter where you go. A 4-point steel cage, roll bar, seat belt, you know, all the safety precautions that you would see with any motorized sport that happen. Drivers have a choice of lap belts or 5-point harnesses. You know, helmets are required. Neck braces are their choice. And a lot of it depends on your driving style and how you drive. Because, like me, I'm 55 and I drive a lot different now than I did when I was stupid and 20. So.
That's great. Well, speaking of drivers, do the drivers travel on a tour, or do you recruit local people, or how does that work?
Stern Dirt is we're based out of Utah. We do about 11 shows a year. We travel all over the country soliciting drivers to come to our events. This year we've got drivers from Canada, Kentucky, and pretty much everywhere in between. California coming in, North Dakota. Then obviously we have our Utah drivers here locally, being in Heber. This is started as a big local show, so we wanted it to somewhat remain that. But Stern Dirt strengths are the way we treat the drivers and the way we inspect and we keep it fair for everybody. We recruit a lot of drivers from out of state that actually follow us because it's not run that way back where they're from. So they'd rather drive 20 hours to come out here.
Get it.
And support us than stay home.
And from a spectator point of view, again, is there a strategy that I should be looking at that I go, oh, that was a good hit? Like, is it better to go head-on, or do you do like a slide and
absolutely.
Slam? And are there terms for the different moves?
When you see, when you sit back and watch, get over that, the crash and the excitement and all that, and start picking drivers and actually watching them hit, front tires are, you know, without wheels, nothing moves. So pretty much the objective is take out tires, axles. That's the weakest part of the car. You'll see the younger guys, they will just go full out 100 miles an hour trying to take out anything and everything that's in front of them, where you watch the older experienced drivers, there is a strategy to their madness. And if you sit back, it's a chess match.
I love it.
You have a minute and a half to make a hit. Most guys make hits every 15 seconds. The smarter drivers wait that full minute, and they're driving, they're watching, they're looking for that one shot. And that one shot's going to be brutal. It's just a shot of the right shot at the right angle at the right speed.
It's like a sniper.
So you're going to see that. Yeah. The cars are built. The motors that we're putting in these cars are anywhere from a stock motor that somebody found in a car to a $10,000 racing motor. The rear ends are the same way. They're stock rear ends. We run $5,000 rear ends. So we are NASCAR-esque when it comes to the build of these cars.
Okay, and then how do you win, or how do you progress after that minute and a half you've made a hit?
It's easy. Last man standing. It's true gladiator. Not hard to figure out.
But aren't there intervals where the cars get dragged out and then it starts again?
Okay, so we have qualifying heats. So, like, tonight we'll have five heats of 7-8 cars. The top two cars will advance to the main event. So tomorrow morning they get to fix their cars and go straight to the main event. And then anyone that doesn't make the main event, we have what's called grudge matches or consolation rounds where they have a second chance to get into the main event. So they'll also fix their car Saturday morning, but they'll be the first two heats of the night. And the top two from those heats will advance to the main event. And everybody tries their hardest because there's $25,000 on the line for prize money. So it's no laughing matter when it gets into the arena. These guys are serious. And this is one of the biggest derbies, if not the biggest derby in the state of Utah. And that's what these guys are here for, to win.
How many people attend?
This show here at Heber is 8,000 people. And I heard you talking about tickets earlier. I know Saturday is sold out at the ticket booth. Friday only had a couple hundred left at the ticket booth. The pit pass table in the back where the cars are, we have a couple hundred for both nights left, if anyone's interested. But this event sells out. I think the tickets go on sale June 4th, and it's sold out by June 5th.
So if people want to go, they better get on it right now. Get on your computer right now.
Exactly. The tickets that are left, you have to show up in person for.
Oh, okay.
Other than the Friday ones for the Heber City at the ticket booth, at least I think they've got a couple hundred left for Friday night only. But then we fill it up with a bunch of other stuff. It's not just the iron cars. We're doing a youth class, which is young drivers 13 to 16 years old. We're doing a mini truck
class. Wait, they don't even have a license yet. Wait a minute.
No.
What are they driving, their go-karts?
We call them mini cars, the small, you know, like the foreign front-wheel drive cars.
Wow. Does Dad know?
We're doing...
sounds like a lot of fun.
We do mini trucks, which is like the smaller, not the full-size pickup trucks, but the small Dodge Durangos and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We have an adult mini class, front-wheel drive mini class, that we'll also run. And we have a couple other fun filler heats, and Heber City does a wonderful job of entertaining the crowd constantly. And it's more of an event than a demolition derby, which is really key to being successful.
One last question, and then we'll let you go. I know your wife is also a driver. She got hooked on demolition derby first. Are there many women's leagues or competitions? Do we call it Powder Puff? Is it like Pinky Tuscadero?
Powder Puffs used to be... Oh, you're really old if you know her.
Exactly.
there are Powder Puff drivers out there, or female drivers out there. However, the way the sport has changed over the years, back in the day it was you could drive down the street and buy a $50 car that run and drove, and you'd knock the glass out and smash it, and whatever is left over, the girls would drive. Well, we're 25 years later since I've been doing it. Cars are harder to find, obviously. Cars are a lot more expensive. You know, that $100 car is now a $1,500 to $3,000 car. And the drivers don't want to give up their cars as easily to do it. And there's probably only a dozen really good female drivers across the United States. They usually end up driving with the men because that's what they have to do. We have very few Powder Puffs only heats anymore. Because it used to be fun back in the day. You'd have cars left over. Girls would come out of the crowd to get in them.
Give me your keys. I can do
yeah.
that.
but now these guys are spending anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 to build a car with all the parts in them. And they're like, no.
No.
You're not racing my car and breaking my parts. And
right. Well, Johnny Gallo, thank you so much for joining us today from Stir and Dirt Racing, letting us know the finesse and strategy of Demolition Derby. And tonight is the Wasatch
Absolutely.
Wipeout. And if people want to get...
everyone comes out.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Show starts at 7 o'clock, and we got a lot of fun going on Friday and Saturday, so we hope to see everyone here.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah, John?
What are you doing this Saturday night between 7 and 8?
Probably hosting Minor Details on KPZW.
I thought it was Dan this week.
I thought it was you, John.
So who's it going to be?
Tune in to Minor Details to hear one of us host a show by, for, and about minors.
To hear the voice of the high school community.
Listen to Minor Details from 7 to 8 p.m. every Saturday evening here on KPZW.
We're always taking your requests.
Minor Details is sponsored by Park City UPS Stores,
Miller Orthodontics,
and Heber Park City Appliance.
It's time for weekend events.
With some background music by our new friend,
Colton Hood. So Montage Deer Valley offers a free guided meditation and yoga session each Friday morning at 9 a.m. now through mid-August on the mountain lawn. All level of participants are welcome and all ages too. And the Park City Library also hosts a free yoga class as well on the patio at 9:30 a.m. on Fridays. Bring your own mat.
Guided walking tours of Main Street are back for the summer. They're offered by the Park City Museum every Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., weather permitting, at a cost of just $7. Sign up for your date of choice and wow your friends with your new knowledge of Park City history.
And as we said, it's Demolition Derby Days in Heber City, the highlight event of the opening weekend for Wasatch County Fair Days. Derby takes place at the Wasatch County Event Center tonight and tomorrow night. All seating is reserved. He said there are some tickets at the ticket booth. There will be fireworks each night before the final heat at the county, and the county fair continues daily through next Saturday with a full schedule of events listed on the website wasatchcountyfair.com.
Also in Heber City tonight, the Timpanogos Valley Theater continues their run of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, a family-friendly, farcical play about confused identity and long-lost twins. Tickets and information can be found at timpanogosvalleytheater.com.
Camas Valley Fiesta Days is this weekend with lots of family-friendly events, including tonight's All West Kids Night Rodeo, fireworks and dance happening from 5 p.m. till midnight.
Tonight is Gallery Stroll on Main Street in Park City. It's put on by the Park City Gallery Association from 6 to 9 p.m. on the last Friday of each month. 20 galleries participate, offering free open houses, and you can find the map online at parkcitygalleryassociation.com or any participating gallery.
Sundance Institute Summer Film Series is showing RBG tonight at the City Park at dusk. RBG tells the electric story of Ginsburg's consuming love affairs with both the Constitution and her beloved husband, Marty, and of a life's work that led her to become an icon of justice in the highest court in the land. That will be showing at dusk.
And I heard that if there's rain, it'll be over at the theater that used to be Sports Authority. What's it called? Yeah, The Ray. Okay, singer and songwriter Martin Sexton is at the Egyptian Theater this weekend with shows for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets and information can be found at parkcityshows.com. We will be talking with him very soon, so stay tuned for that interview.
Deer Valley Music Festival tonight presents America in Space, a cinematic celebration to honor the 50th anniversary of NASA's moon landing. It's complete with film scenes and music from films about astronauts, as well as a symphonic music from a new NASA exhibit.
For live music tonight, here are your options. Morgan and McCune are at Wooden Shoe Park out in Peoa. Bill McGinnis is at Park City Mountain. Tom Bennett's one-man band is on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Hannah Jane Kyle is at Silver Star Cafe. Rage Against the Supremes at the Spur. Queen Nation is out at DeJuria Center in Camas. And Exit Strategy is at the Homestead Resort in Midway.
So that's everything we got going for Friday. Let's move on till tomorrow, Saturday. If you're thinking of shopping Saturday morning, you want to listen to the Classified Show from 7 to 9 a.m. Find out what's for sale on the yard sale circuit. Then hit the neighborhood streets for the ultimate way to pre-cycle, buying gently used products that are already in our community.
The Flying Ace All-Star Shows are back at Utah Olympic Park. The high-flying action takes place every Saturday and Sunday through September 1st at the Spence Eccles Olympic Freestyle Pool. These are skiers who take crazy jumps and flips and land in a pool.
Back in Camas for Fiesta Days, there will be a morning fun run, a motorcycle charity ride, car show, trap shooting contest, talent performance, and an evening parade, and Bull Wars Rodeo with fireworks and a dance to follow. Get the full schedule online at camascityut.gov.
And for live music tomorrow, Mythic Valley are in Miners Plaza on Main Street at 3:30. Better Off of the Blues is at PCMR at 3. Los Coast is at Canyons Village for a Mountain Town Music produced free show at 6. Joy and Eric are at PCMR at 6:30. Rodrigo y Gabriela are at Deer Valley with the Utah Symphony at 7. Street Corner Boogie is on the rooftop at the Boneyard at 6:30. Take 5 Jazz Trio, Silver Star Cafe. Sin City Souls at the Spur. And as we said before, Martin Sexton at the Egyptian Theater.
And moving on to your Sunday, of course, the Park City Sunday Market is on Lower Main. The free, eco-friendly, open-air market street festival runs most Sundays of the summer from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Paid parking prices always escalate on silly market days, so take the bus or carpool or ride your bike. Music on the main stage includes Chris Bender and Fastback, Midnight Babies, and Flint and Steel. And Colton, our musical guest right now, will be performing with somewhere on the street.
He'll be busking with his hat or peanut jar. And other live music on Sunday includes Martin Sexton wrapping it up at the Egyptian Theater, Beethoven Festival at Temple Har Shalom, and Patrick Ryan at the Spur.
There you go. Thank you for being our musical background, Colton. Welcome back to the show, verbally.
Thanks.
So, what else you got going on, and how do people get a hold of you, and where do they see more about you?
I have Instagram and Facebook. I use Instagram probably the most, but my music is on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, pretty much anywhere you can think of, you can find it.
And I should say Colton is spelled with an E, C-O-L-T-E-N,
yeah.
Colton
yeah.
Hood.
You got it.
All right, what are you going to play next for us?
This next song is the first song that I wrote after moving here to Utah. And it's just kind of, it's about growing up, you know, and being accountable for your actions and not letting other people dictate what you do. And yeah, so
all right.
That's that.
Live on the Morning Mix, Colton Hood.
Ideas come from laying here in my dread, wondering how I landed in this conundrum. I don't want to be numb, I don't want to be someone who easily succumbs. Don't wanna be dumb, I don't wanna be someone who feels nothing like a king without a crown. How long will I stay here if it don't feel right? How long will I call it black when I know it's white? How long will I just let it slide, maybe I'll get it right tonight. Tonight, yeah, yeah. It's like water in a garden when there's always rain, or begging all your pardons when there's nothing to gain. It's chopping down a forest in the industrial age. Where are we going? What are we doing now? How long will I stay here if it don't feel right? How long will I call it black when I know it's white?
it slide. Maybe I'll get it right tonight. Tonight. How long will I stay here? How long will I stay here? How long will I stay here? How long will I stay?
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Well, we're back. Morning Mix on KPCW with Christy Dealaway and me, your pal Dave.
My pal Dave.
How are you?
Thanks for subbing in with me.
Yeah, it's a hoot. Well, we're here to introduce this weekend's mini residency artist at the Egyptian Theater. His name is Martin Sexton. He's been on the Americana singer-songwriter scene since the beginning, I'd say.
The beginning of time.
Yeah, and welcome to our show, Martin.
Thank you. Good to be here. Man, I don't recognize the city if it's not January.
I was going to ask if you had been to Park City before. It seems likely that you would have, but
tons.
I can't remember.
At the rock club across the street and the doing Sundance stuff.
Oh,
and,
right. You were at Park City Live quite recently.
I've always wanted to play the Egyptian. I've always wanted to see my name up in lights there, and there it is.
Have you walked by it in the past and gone, what's going on in there?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like during Sundance and stuff. But yeah, real pleased to be here. Just stepped in off the plane out of New York and groggy and bleary-eyed and perfect for folk music.
Thank you for making the journey to our studio for the morning. So you are in residency at the Egyptian Theater for the weekend, three shows. What are you looking forward to during your stay and during those shows?
Oh, to take in some of the beautiful surrounds here and to maybe connect with some old friends. You know, that's what I love about my job is I get to travel and I know folks everywhere. Family, I've got family everywhere and friends. And just taking some really good coffee, some really good food, some nice walks, chill out, maybe write a song.
Oh, let's hope that our town inspires you to write a song.
And hopefully harmonize with Colton at one point with a voice of an angel, Colton Hood.
Can you believe that for 9 o'clock in the morning, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I can because I do it all the time.
That's fantastic. By the looks of your schedule, you are not sitting still. You're everywhere, all over, including... I don't see any breaks through November when you're in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Is this a typical year for you?
Yeah. In the summer, I tend to do what I call fly dates. So I have the weeks off to be fishing at my camp up in the Adirondack Mountains in New York. So, and then I get real busy in the fall. So it's weekend fly dates. You know, I think next weekend is Calgary and just came from Martha's Vineyard. And it's all beautiful, beautiful places in the summer. I'm really blessed.
Did you just steal Colton's guitar? Are you going to play some music for us?
Dude,
that's awesome.
I actually, when I fly for gigs, I only have my Godin, which is sort of it's not really an acoustic guitar. So can I borrow your guitar? Thank you.
Great, dude, that's
awesome.
A yes.
He's off mic.
It's looks like it's a Martin. And sweet. Maybe I'll play one called Friends Again. Okay?
Fab.
Live on the Morning Mix, Martin Sexton.
There's a wall gone up between us, 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. We can hear each other screaming, can't see the other side. And there's no getting over, and there's no breaking through, until you can accept my hand when I reach out to you. I can't tell you how to live your life. I can't turn you into me. I can't raise this rock back up that hill. I ain't got the energy. Call me up when you get tired of pushing me away. I just hope we can be friends again someday. Friends again. You can lead our hearts to water, but you can't push them in. I'm tired of fighting these battles, neither one will ever win. My armor's getting heavy, and the quills have lost their point. Won't you meet me for an orange soda down at Tommy's joint? I can chase you and chase you. I can teach you how to chase your dreams, but I can't make sunshine through the rain clouds we drag around. I leave it up to you. My love for you is oceans wide, that's all I want to say. And I hope we can be friends again someday. Yeah. Chili dogs and milkshakes down at the little gym. Fishing off the dock, talking politics till 3 a.m. Long drives through the country, afternoons that never end. It's all right here if we could just be friends again. Friends again. I know I can't change anyone, I can only change myself. But when the tidal wave of life rolls in, I can only offer help. I don't know, some kind of compromise. Maybe we could meet halfway. I hope we can be friends again. I pray we can be friends again. I just know we can be friends again someday. Friends again, yeah. Friends again. What do you say?
Is that off your new album?
That's not off my newest. That's a couple years old. Me and my son weren't getting along for about 6 months. He wouldn't take my call.
Oh.
And finally he took it. Boom. And he said some bad words to me, but that was the crack in the iceberg. And then we are friends. It's all good now.
Good of you to be open to somebody being mad and
oh, yeah,
taking it and moving the relationship on.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of people just entrench, huh?
Yeah, well, it's my kid, so what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What can you tell us about the new album?
Well, it's not that new anymore.
Okay.
Mixtape of the Open Road. It's a couple years old, but I'm still basically working it.
Is it a band, full band album?
Yeah, there's all kind of production. Yeah. It's called Mixtape of the Open Road, and it's sort of it's just like the mixtape your buddy made for you when you graduated or you had a broken heart or you crossed the country or whatever. And I wanted to do that, and that's sort of the angle of that record. It was a lot of fun to make, and it's a lot of fun to work. The record business has changed so much that it used to be, I make an album, tour behind it, 18 months later, make a new album, tour behind it, and et cetera, et cetera. But the times have changed, so my career is not so album-driven anymore. So I can tour for years after a record, you know.
Yeah, good point.
Thank
when you. When you do record, do you go to a big studio somewhere, or you have
all
your
kinds.
Own home studio?
Anywhere from, you know, A&M studios in L.A. to my basement.
Yeah.
You know, every kind of studio I've worked in all over the years.
I thought it was interesting that you have several live albums, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily live in front of a venue of people.
Mm.
So is the idea of recording what happens live
yes.
in the recording studio without edits and without corrections
yes.
to make it just
exactly.
like a show?
A couple
show?
Of my records I wanted to make just like that, just live, real old school, just a lot of pre-production, a lot of rehearsal, and just capture that moment as opposed to the sort of standard, get the basic tracks and then put the overdubs over it. And I enjoy both, though. I enjoy both.
Do you ever catch people singing along to the mistake part of the recording?
All the time.
You know,
all
like you
time,
sing
man.
Along to a song and you know that part.
Yeah.
And your head goes there, so.
You know, I'll be in like, I don't know, San Diego at the Belly Up and folks will be singing the tunes like it's on the record. And of course, I've sung it 100 times since then, so it's hard to keep up with. It's funny. I forget my lyrics sometimes when that happens.
But the audience keeps you going a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. And they're my set list too, which is a wonderful thing.
Is it a request?
I never use a set list, so everywhere I go, people just shout it out and I play it. And it's wonderful.
Do you ever forget your own tunes? I'm going to start
deep,
that.
Yeah, there's a couple deep tracks I've been forced to make a little bit of a fool of myself, but that's okay. I'm open to that. People remember that. I fella said, hey, man, I saw you 15 years ago, and you played that song, and you couldn't remember the words, so you just made stuff up, and that's what he remembers of that night 15 years later. So I dig that.
What do you remember about your first guitar?
I think it was a Sears and Roebuck Les Paul copy.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it. And
that would be Silvertone back in the day?
It was post that. I misspoke. I think it was JCPenney.
Wow.
Uh-oh. So it wasn't a Silvertone. I wish it was a Silvertone. It'd be worth money now.
Sure.
But I started more in the electric world. Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles and Zeppelin were my heroes.
You play in bands in high school and from then?
Yeah, we had some great names too.
Maybe some we can't say on air. I don't know.
Well, some that are more friendly now in this age, you know, where like THC is actually an acceptable drug, but I don't personally use, but back then it was forbidden, and so it was fun.
Good for a teenage band name.
Exactly.
So I think you're saying that you like your audience to sing along, which the Egyptian Theater is perfect for.
Cool.
350 people, it's very intimate, very unified. The people that go a lot, I'm sure, will feel free to sing along.
Can't wait. I've seen pictures. It looks beautiful.
And it's going to be a different show every night then. So someone who wants to buy tickets likely could go all three nights.
People do that. Sometimes they'll buy the three nights, and then I try to not repeat maybe once.
They should sell a three-night package with lodging.
There you go.
Right? And then people would fly in and be like, it's a whole weekend. It's all planned out.
Better tell Randy.
Get
good
on
idea.
That.
Really. Now, how are you going to spend your days in the mountains here for this weekend? Assuming it doesn't
take
rain
a few
too much.
Hikes and see some old friends, have some good coffee, maybe.
It's funny to think that we have good coffee in this Mormon state.
More here. What's that?
It's funny to think that we have good coffee in this Mormon state. We do now.
I have to say, I remember my first gig in Utah, and it was in. I see the word of a tour bus, Prevo, but it's not Prevo. It's Provo. Right?
Yes. I see what you're saying.
The tour buses are PREVOST.
Right.
Provo, Utah, it was probably 1995. And I just stepped off the plane. I was like altitude sick because I'd never really been at this altitude at the time. And all I wanted was a cup of coffee. And I guess we were within a certain radius of a church, so I couldn't get the coffee at my gig.
Yeah, that's confounding when you don't know.
But we had a wonderful show.
25 years ago. Now you can get a lot of coffee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Actually, Salt Lake down there, I have some of my favorite coffee down
there. One last question before we ask you to play another song. I've heard you say that your mission is to bring unity through music.
Yeah.
And I know that Dave and I both feel that way at music, that the crowd unifies, the energy escalates, I find it's my church. Mm. Talk a little bit about what it's like from your side and when you're leading that motion.
I think you and I go to the same church. Yeah, well, music is such a unifying force. And I want to not only entertain, but I feel like I'm part of something greater than myself when I sing. So I want to try to use that force to bring folks together. And I think there's no better time in our world than now with so much division and fighting in our world. I really feel like it's incumbent upon me to do my part and bring folks together. And at my shows, you have gay, straight, right, left, older, younger, black, white. And but what we all have in common is they're singing. They'll be the choir, and I'm like leading. And it's a wonderful thing to see these people from different walks of life singing together for one common purpose. And I think that's the job of music.
Absolutely.
That's my church.
It's fantastic. And if you can bless us Father.
Are you making a request?
With a last song. Oh. Sure. And then we'll say goodbye to our other guest and thank the sponsors.
Unity. This song speaks to anybody who has to travel like I do for a living. So much changes in our world. That one thing that doesn't change is that love we have for our friends and family. It's called Set in Stone. It's on the mixtape record.
You see my car keys on the table, my traveling boots out on the floor. Got you peeking around the corner, looking at my bags packed by the door. Why I have to say goodbye when I come home at your surprise? We're gonna drive your mother crazy, and now the grass may grow, and the winds may change direction. Child, I need you to know that this love I have is always set in stone. Set in stone. And when I'm gone, if you hear mama crying, you hear anger shouting on the phone, just remember, child, we're trying to keep our house a happy home. And while we may fuss and fight, your mom and I are gonna be alright. We'll be making up till Sunday morning. And though these storms may blow, those clouds make a way for sun. Child, I need you to know that this love we share is always set in stone. Set in stone. Even if I'm miles and miles away, past Pluto out in that Milky Way, you'll never be alone. My love is set in stone. Now where's a highway road? Your love gave me my sense of direction. Child, I need you to know, when I'm far away from home, you never really be alone, 'cause the love we have is set in stone.
Hey, Colton, help me out. Set in stone.
Give me a minute.
Just like that.
Set in stone.
One more time for me.
Set in stone.
Stopping your public radio station, KPCW. We're looking for contributions to our August pledge drive. If you or your business want to join the fun by donating items or gift certificates, go to our website, kpcw.org, and click the pledge drive button. Or call the station, 649-9004, and ask for Jennifer.
Wow, wrapping up the morning mix here at KPCW Park City.
I want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. Colton, you got something to play us out with?
Yeah. This song is not named yet, but All right.
Can we start over? Can we start over? Can we start again? Hey, hey, can we start over? Can we start over? Can we start again? Can we start again? Can we start? Can we start? Can we start again? If you're listening, I'm gonna ask you for what I am missing. Grant me grace, give me strength. to get through the day, to find my own way. And I'm sorry it's taken.